This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
This evening at the New England Conservatory in Boston, you can hear a melding of musical traditions. The NEC, one of the oldest music schools in the U.S., welcomes musicians from one of the youngest in the world, the Afghanistan National Institute of Music. Yesterday evening, the Afghani musicians practiced Ravel's Bolero, a version that includes sitars, tablas, and other traditional Afghani instruments. These musicians range in age from 9 to 21 years old. They grew up in a world where just a few years ago the Taliban banned music and would have beaten them for daring to play bolero or any kind of music for that matter. So the fact that they're here now, free to travel to the U.S. and free to study and play music at all, is a dramatic expression of hope and progress.
When we are talking about freedom of expression and human rights, music is part of the freedom of expression. Music is part of the human rights.
This is Dr. Ahmad Sarmast, who founded the Afghanistan National Institute of Music just 3 years ago. This youth orchestra includes young men and women. Some are educated, some are not. They come from the middle class and from the streets of Kabul. And they represent a mix of the country's various ethnic identities. So Dr. Sarmast says this is about much more than just music education.
It's part of the establishment of a civil society, and it's part of our contribution to the expression, freedom of expression, and to the establishment of a just civil society.
Music is providing for them an oasis of beauty and hope, and a passage, hopefully, to something far more peaceful.
And this is Tony Woodcock, president of the New England Conservatory. The Afghani musicians have already performed at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., and at Carnegie Hall in New York City. Now they're here for 3 days of study, collaboration, and performance with NEC faculty and students. Again, Tony Woodcock.
So that what has begun here over the last 3 years, we feel passionately we should be supporting, we should be encouraging, and the opportunity to host these outstanding young people here within NEC to introduce them to the best of our faculty, to our students, for that new cross-fertilization of cultures to happen, speaks to my heart.
Well, it's clear what an extraordinary opportunity this is for them, but you also talked about what a great opportunity is for the NEC
yes.
to learn from them.
Yeah, absolutely. I think what we can learn from them, here we are, we're the oldest music conservatory in the whole of the country. How did we begin? Nobody can remember. Here we are with a young organization at the forefront of a brand new development. We can learn from them as to how do they put together their curriculum, how do they put together their teaching, how do they get their faculty together, how do they create relationships within their community. This is fascinating. It's like looking back into the start of the universe in a way. There's a lot that we can learn from them.
Is the sitar easily heard? Okay, good. Yep, do, say, and.
The youth orchestra is led by William Harvey, an American-born violin and viola teacher and conductor who speaks fluent Pashtun. And even in rehearsal, he wears his tails. He says without the extraordinary effort of Dr. Ahmad Sarmast, none of this would have been possible.
Even after the fall of the Taliban, because during the many years when there were restrictions against music and musicians, many musicians fled, many instruments were destroyed. So it took a long time for us to reach a level where we could even talk about forming a school, much less an orchestra.
Is there concern that this is a tenuous undertaking? I mean, I know the situation politically and the security situation in Afghanistan remains somewhat tenuous. Is it a concern of yours that this could be jeopardized?
I don't think so, no. I don't think it's possible to turn back the clock.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah. I think music is here to stay in Afghanistan.
Well, I've been to Kabul now 3 times to work with the students at the Anim. I went over in 2010 as a guest faculty at their Winter Music Festival, and since then I've been invited back every year.
This is Eden McAdam-Somer of the NEC, who's been working closely with these students for years now.
Music is a huge part of Afghan culture. In fact, when the Taliban were ruling in Kabul and in Afghanistan, the way that people knew they were pushed out of their area was when the radio station started playing music again. Mm. And that was the first thing that the radios did, was put speakers out on the streets and start playing music again. So just to be there right now in this beautiful musical culture that has been very vibrant throughout history and is returning now with such joy, and to see these children being a part of that and not just interested in Afghan music, but interested in any kind of music, just like people are in the rest of the world, you know?
Yeah, sure.
So it's a wonderful collaborative project.
My name is Ahmad Rashad Afzali, and I'm playing percussion in orchestra.
Ahmad Rashad Afzali is 18 years old from Kabul.
This orchestra, it's not just like music for us, or we are making music. It's a way for us, especially to me, to show all the world that now Afghanistan's become a new Afghanistan. There is no war anymore, and we don't want a war anymore. So this orchestra is helping us and making this opportunity to say our messages to all the world and those people that coming and hearing us.
It's great hearing you play. Is it also about keeping the tradition of music alive in Afghanistan, right?
Yeah.
This is important too, right?
Yeah, for sure. I'm not sure, but 20 years ago or like 10 years ago when it was war in Afghanistan, so there wasn't any music. Even the people were not able to hear music or have CDs or anything from music with them. And we're trying to bring back the Afghan traditional music and also the Western classical music that all the world are playing and loving that. We want to bring it back and grow it in Afghanistan.
Is this your first time in the United States?
Yes, it's my first time to United States.
And what do you like the best?
The best in the United States?
Yeah, I mean, what surprises you and what delights you the most?
New York, Russia's big buildings, like traffics and like at the nights, lights and all the people like getting there and there. They're not like even thinking it's night or day. I love this.
The life of New York, it's a city that never sleeps.
Yes.
Well, Rashad, thank you very, very much. Good luck to you. And this is a young female cellist named Fakria. She's 15. Through an interpreter, she too talks about the importance that music plays in rebuilding Afghanistan's civil society. And as a young woman, she says the effort has special significance.
It's a privilege to participate in this concert, because as a girl and a woman in Afghanistan, we don't get these opportunities to participate. Music is the food of the soul, and to be part of this movement that we belong to at this school is a great privilege and honor for me as a girl, as an Afghan girl.
When you were very little, did you think that this day would come, that you would be able to play in an orchestra like this?
As a young girl, I would sing around the house. When I grew older, I always had wanted to visit the United States and to see the openness and the music which is encouraged in this country is something that I wanted to identify with, and to show that Afghan girls could also be a part of this international music movement. And I see this in the United States.
The Afghanistan National Institute of Music's Youth Orchestra will be in Boston through tomorrow, and they'll be performing tonight at 8 p.m. with musicians from the New England Conservatory. You can see pictures of the Afghani musicians, read about the orchestra, and find a lot more information about them at radioboston.org.
truly beautiful music to go out on. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from Boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.